the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Which dinosaur knew the most words?
I don't know. Which dinosaur knew the most words?
The thesaurus.
It's a good one. That's a good joke. If you'd like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that are about to go through, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro at outlook.com. Now we're going to jump right into this week's Big Word of the Week. This week's Big Word of the Week is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. We have two big word of the weeks this week. You'll see. The first one is epidemic, which is spelled E-P-I-D-E-M-I-C. Epidemic. Spelled wrong the first time. Sorry. That's wrong. Okay. An epidemic is a widespread occurrence of an infectious disease
like
in a community at a particular time, what crime used to be when it started. Now it's a pandemic, which is our next big word of the week. Like pandemic is spelled P-A-N-D-E-M-I-C. A pandemic is a prevalent disease, which covers a span of a whole country or the whole world.
Like coronavirus.
So that's just a big word of the week to differentiate those two words. So you guys know how to use them correctly. So you know like how coronavirus was started in China. It was an epidemic, but it moved up to a pandemic as more and more countries have seen it occur. So now, Dayton has this week's African-American athlete.
This week's African-American athlete is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. And this Black History athlete is Wilton Norman Chamberlain, also known as Wilt the Stilt or Wilt Chamberlain. He was an American basketball player who played as a center and is considered one of the greatest players in history. He played for the Philadelphia/San Francisco Warriors, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Los Angeles Lakers of the National Basketball Association. And he is known as the one player that scored 100 points in a game.
Yeah, he has the record for most points scored in one game, which was exactly 100 points. And you see that picture, he's holding up a card with a 100. You've probably seen it.
And there were no threes, so he was just shooting twos.
Posting up people.
Yeah.
So now it's time for this week's this or that question. So, Dayton. This or that, motorcycle or bicycle?
I choose bicycle. Yeah.
Why?
Because you could do cooler stuff on a bicycle.
Like?
You could do a tail whip on a bicycle.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but I'm assuming you probably do on a bicycle too. I don't know. I choose motorcycle because you can get places faster, and you know you can ride on the street with your motorcycle and your helmet, because you gotta be safe. And yeah, so I choose motorcycle. But they're also extremely dangerous, so.
Bikes are.
Risk over reward.
Bikes are family friendly. Yep.
What do you mean?
It's hard to crash on a bike, because you're not riding on the street.
Remember that time you crashed on your bike and you ran to the truck? You just ran to the truck. You couldn't stop. That you could do. You just kept on going into the back of the truck. You didn't have a motorcycle. You had a bicycle. And your shoe came off. Remember that? Yep. Yeah, I guess say now, dude. Okay. So, if you would like to send us in your preference on motorcycle versus bicycle, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. And if you have a story where you ran into something with your bike, you can send it in to us, and Dayton can relate to you. Okay. As we get into the last couple segments of this week's show, it's time for this week's book recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
This week's book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Shiloh. This is the book recommendation. It's a Newbery Medal winning children's novel by Phyllis Reynolds Taylor, published in 1991, the 65th book by Naylor. It is the first in a quartet about a young boy and a dog named Shiloh who is abused by its owner, and the young boy wants the dog very badly.
So, like, the dog's his friend, and he wants it.
And the dog keeps running away.
But he doesn't own the dog.
No.
And the dude who owns it is mean to the dog.
Yes.
That's messed up. Just give him the dog, mean guy. Anyway, as we get into the final segment of this week's show, it's time for the fact of the day. So, March 22nd of 1790, Thomas Jefferson becomes the first U.S. Secretary of State. And he would go on from there to become third president. And, yeah, just had a good career of running stuff and being first-ish. So, that's this week's fact of the day. And again, if you'd like to send us in any suggestions for this week's or upcoming podcast, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com, and you can win lots of cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Fanny packs.
Never seen before. Never.
Cars.
It's crazy.
And much more.
Wow. It's crazy.
So
now we're going to give some shout outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self.
Our team mom / security, B Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey. Because
what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Goodbye.
And remember to wash your hands. Yeah.
Like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and wash your hands.
She's never said that.
Put some hand sanitizer on it.
Okay. See you guys next week.
Goodbye.
This is Bra vs. Bro.